Blog Talk Radio.
They destroyed the world.
The entire Los Angeles area. Already hospital facilities have begun to crack under the strain. And civil defense authorities state that the situation is much the same across the entire country. Martial law is now nationwide.
Major cities in all parts of the country, New York, Los Angeles, report plague victims falling dead in the streets, in their homes, at their work. The first symptom appears to be severe choking, followed by immediate unconsciousness. Death occurs within minutes.
Whether a state of war between China and Russia still exists is not important any longer. Our fellow countrymen are dying. The very foundations of civilization are beginning to crumble under the dread assault of that horror long feared, germ warfare.
Colonel Rat Channel, this is a Class 1 emergency. All civilian traffic is barred from streets and highways. Stay in your homes. Stay in your homes. Those found without specific military orders are subject to summary execution. Stay in your homes. Repeat, Colonel Rat Channel, this is a Class 1 emergency. All civilian traffic is barred from streets and highways.
And away we go!
Good morning, Mr. Phelps.
Oh, yes!
How many lumps do you want?
Oh, three or four.
You'll get nothing and like it.
You heard wrong.
Grenache. Do you need to relax and get away from it all?
My name is Osai Mana.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
No, no, there's no
Giddy up.
Sam, it looked like you're feeling kind of blue.
Well, I'm a man, was in bad shape. To tell you the truth, I just lost my wife.
Well, that sure is too bad. It must be hard to lose a wife.
It's almost impossible.
Well, did she have her life insured?
What was that?
I say, did she leave you much?
About twice a week. She was crazy about riding a bicycle, and I bought her one. And she rode that bicycle from morning till night. Not satisfied with riding that bicycle all day, she get to dreaming she's riding that bicycle at night, and off would go the cover.
That sure must be annoying.
It was terrible. The only time I ever did get a rest was when she was coasting. So now I ain't got nobody.
There's a loving singing going around, and I'm beginning to believe it's true. It's mighty hard to love someone when that someone don't love you. Now, I once had a loving gal, the hardest thing in this town. Now I'm sad and lonely. Sweet mama done sold me down. Cause I ain't got nobody. And nobody has for me. That's why I'm sad and lonely. Won't somebody come take a chance with me? Now I sing sweet love songs most all of the time. If you come and be my sweet track of mama of mine, cause I ain't got nobody, and nobody cares for me.
From coast to coast, it's the Friday Possum Theme.
Away, away, away he rode the rebel Johnny Yuma.
Johnny Yuma was a rebel hero through the West. Did Johnny Yuma the rebel, he wandered alone. He got fighting mad, this rebel lad. He packed no star as he wandered far, where the only law was a hook and a draw. The rebel, Johnny Yuma, Johnny Yuma was the rebel. He roamed through the West. Did Johnny Yuma the rebel, he wandered alone. He searched the land, this restless lad. He was panther quick and leather tough. If he figured that he had been pushed enough, the rebel, Johnny Yuma. Johnny Yuma was a rebel. He roamed through the West. Did Johnny Yuma. Search his soul and gamble with death. The rebel, Johnny Yuma.
Johnny Yuma. All right, well, welcome to the show. It's Friday Night Possum right here on Earth. You're listening to Grenache Network, home of the finest in fake radio programming, with actual real podcasts such as Clobberin' Time with your host, Ben J. Grimm, and other stuff like Possum Hour and Friday Night Possum. And coming soon, The World of Cheese. That'll be on Wednesdays at 13 o'clock. Thank you very much. And now, without any further ado, man, my browser's already sunk. It must be this, it must be Blog Talk site or something. Oh, well. Is that right? Hit it.
You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
What you see is a mystery, but he makes it all come true. If you've got a heart, then Gumby's a part of you.
Fuck you, Gumby!
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. Gumby.
Good to be here.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Good to be
here. That's our Hitler!
That is our Hitler.
Exactly. Exactly. But that was a pretty politically incorrect opening of the show tonight.
Yeah. What are you going to do? Well, it's ripped from today's headlines, as you always say.
And a minstrel and a Johnny Yuma.
Sorry.
Johnny Yuma's okay. There's nothing wrong with Johnny Yuma. I had this. My son was over one day. We're flipping around the channels, and the Rebel's on, you know, with Nick Adams,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Johnny Yuma. And he's like, oh, yeah, rah, rah, rah. You know, because he's, you know, woke millennial or whatever they call himself. So that's uncool because he fought for the Confederacy. So, Well, yeah, I fought to keep slavery alive. Fuck him. The war's over, man.
You
got
to put yourself back in those times. Yes, it was wrong, but you got to put yourself back in those times, man.
Exactly, but you can't shoot, you know. These guys are looking forward. They're looking ahead.
Yeah.
They're not...
I think they're looking to change our fucking history. They're going to whitewash our fucking history.
We had like grandparents that were really racist and shit, right?
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah,
there was no way they were going to accept black people as equal or what, you know, whatever the fuck, whatever their problem was.
Yeah.
And,
exactly.
I don't think they necessarily experienced the true ignorance where it was accepted as, you know.
Yeah.
So,
they
live
in an all white neighborhood. They don't know. They just see what's on television.
Yeah.
Remember back in the 70s?
Right.
Then I was scared shitless in New York City. Those movies really made it look nasty, didn't it?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
I've been there,
though. Over exaggerated. Yeah.
I kind of got a perverse thrill out of the place, man.
Yeah.
All that dirty, topless bar. Man, I'll never forget seeing that topless bar. And I'm like, someday. I've never been to a topless bar. Never has happened, man.
No?
Still waiting on it.
All right.
Working on it.
Okay. Bucket list.
Right.
Bucket list, man.
Yeah, definitely. So I'm watching Gunsmoke today, right? I'm watching Gunsmoke today. And, it's a really good one, okay? Because they're into the last season, so they're, you know, kind of far and few between.
Yeah.
And, you know, they have some real stinkers in that season. And it's a really good one. And I'm really into it, you know. They got the three cowboys, and the one's dead, and the other one's dying, and then he passes out, and there's one more scene left where, you know, the showdown with Matt.
Right.
They come back from commercial, and it's fucking the middle of a bonanza. And Cartwrights are on a chain gang somewhere. I'm like, what the fuck? VTV? Why have you forsaken me, man? That was so fucked up.
Oh,
I hope they got plenty of complaints about that. That was bullshit, man.
They're probably sitting there saying, ah, fuck it, no one's watching this.
No one's watching this.
Go on with the next show. Go on with the next show. No one's watching this.
Those sons of bitches. Man. It was a good one.
Anyway.
It was a good one, man. I couldn't believe it, though. Because I was actually texting the bogey. I'm going, oh, you're missed. Because his TV wasn't coming. I said, oh, you're missing a good one. Goes, oh, yeah. Well, there. It's only 15 minutes left. It ain't gonna end good. It's not gonna be a happy ending here. And I'm like, son of a bitch, the fucking Cartwright's on a chain gang. What is this shit? Yeah. The fuck. Yeah, well. Hey, you got a plug?
Evil bastards. Yes, I do.
All right, give me one second here. I have one note that I don't understand. I'm going to have to read this. Go ahead. Go right ahead with your...
I love those notes.
Did it.
All right. Tomorrow morning at 3 Eastern time, Eminence Front Radio. Eminence is going to be doing a show on rock screams. You know, these songs where they just let out a nice scream. So he's got plenty of file for that, I guess. At 3 o'clock tomorrow morning, Eastern time. You can listen to it live at www.wriu.org. 4:30 Possum Blues. There you go.
Organism.
Rock Scream.
Org. That's an org.
Get that org.
Org. All right, man. Well, there you have it. The length and breadth of it.
I'll be right there.
Beauty. All right. Okay, let's do a little business here.
All right, get some business done.
Business in order here. All right. That'll work. Maybe.
I want to hear about that note that you can't decipher.
Oh, I said, I don't know what it is. The last word, the important word in the whole thing, looks like Yentl. I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway.
important word.
I gotta drive to Cincinnati twice, Monday morning, Tuesday morning, so I'm going to beg off a possum Monday night. Cause
okay.
Get an early. Got to drive to fucking Cincinnati. Yeah, twice.
All right.
It's like short gig too, man. They're only like an hour and a half gig, so I'll be driving 2 hours for an hour and a half gig. Hate the winter months. You take shit gigs like this, you know, and you're lucky to get them. You're lucky to get them. So, oh, and also. For the listeners out there, hey Ted, we're not ready yet. I'm planning a huge, it's going to be big, chicken show.
Yeah.
It's going to be a chicken show, all about chickens.
Oh, about
songs
chickens.
About chickens, see?
Okay.
And crazy chicken stories. It's going to be an all-star chicken spectacular. I can't wait. You know, I love chickens.
I'm looking forward to it.
So, I'm just wondering, what should we blow up? For the chicken show, huh?
All right.
Kind of chicken songs.
How about that Popeye chicken song that all the black people are singing now? I had some black people pissed off at. You hear that?
Popeye's chicken. I got nothing on that.
Yeah. Some kind of a commercial or something where they're singing about Popeye's chicken.
Popeye's chicken. I'll have to check it out. I haven't had enough of their chicken to really form an opinion.
Never had one. Yeah. Never ate a Popeye.
Oh, we have another visitor to the lounge.
Well, maybe I did. I think I did. In Louisiana. I think I did eat a Popeye's. Okay.
All right. Can you still hear me?
Yeah. Bye.
My sound seems to have gone.
Okay. Can you hear me all right then?
You can probably hear me and you're probably talking and I can't hear you.
There you go. All right. Yep. Your sound's gone.
Okay. Am I back?
You got it? Yeah.
I'm back.
You've always been there. You lost me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I figured, because that's what happened the last couple times.
All right.
Yeah,
all right. Oh, groovy, baby. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, well, let's blow something the fuck up.
Blow something
about
the
that?
Fuck up.
Oh! Well, we're going to veer off our politically incorrect shit for a minute and blow up Sir Paul McCartney. What do you think of him happening?
Yes. Yes, I'm all for that.
All right. Kind of have a Sir Paul McCartney sub theme for tonight's show. We had to blow him up. It's, you know, it's tough to pick a Paul McCartney song to blow up because he's done so many great songs.
Oh, he's done a shitload of bad songs, yeah.
He's done a shitload of bad songs? Not a shitload. He's done a wheelbarrow full.
More bad songs than good. If you're not counting the fewer years. More bad than good. More bad than good.
I'm saying wheelbarrow. But, man, I looked up a couple, you know, just to get other opinions. What's the worst Paul McCartney song? And they were picking these good songs, like Too Many People from the Ram album.
Ram was good.
I think that was a fucking awesome song. What the hell's up with
that? The whole
but
album
then
was
came
good.
Up
that
with,
and Band on the Run.
Yeah.
Other than that,
and they had a Band on the Run. They had a Band on the Run song on there, too. Can't remember which one. Anyway, The top suggestion was Ebony and Ivory.
Yeah, oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Joey loves that. I just heard the first
one. Joey fucking loves.
What's that? I almost picked that one. I almost picked that one. But I went with Michael Jackson. Say, say, say. Huh?
Okay. All right.
Who's dying out?
Good. All right. All right. Where's
the... Why don't you watch what you're doing? Why don't you do what you're watching? Oh, come on. Let's get out of here. Oh. I didn't mean it. What happened? Oh. Oh. Hey, what do you think this is? A pinwheel? No. Oh. Let's go. Oh.
Everybody crazy for beer. Haven't won myself. Hey, Ted! We're ready for you, buddy. He's been bugging me the whole show. Now he's ready to go on and he's missing. He's not on the set. Nonetheless, we got a nice looking crowd out there in a Possum Lounge. Now I'm going to say your names. Yeah. Starting off at the top there, old cute cutie Beth Ann San.
Beth Ann San.
She's here representing, Connecticut, right? She's up in Connecticut.
Connecticut.
A weird spelling. Belfast. The state or Commonwealth? Some of them early ones are Commonwealth. Pennsylvania, Commonwealth, not a state. Huh?
Yep.
You knew that.
I knew that.
They love doing that one at the convention there. You know, they'll go, the great state of Pennsylvania. And they'll go, the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Thank you very much. Son of a bitch.
Mr. Potter. You sound like Mr. Potter.
Dead George Bailey.
You got that down.
Bailey. Man, my grandfather was that guy. Mr. Potter.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Except for the wheelchair. Mm-mm-mm. Thank you for coming, Beth Ann San.
Beth Ann San.
She's lived in Massachusetts, in Virginia.
Yep.
I've only touched the ground on those states up there, and pretty much visited each state in the North New England. But
I spent 5 years in Massachusetts.
My little sister is living in Boston now.
Oh, okay.
That's where they make the baked beans and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she's saying those two states are commonwealths. I'm sorry, Beth Ann, I didn't... She's never left Connecticut.
There you go.
Connecticut. Connecticut. Massachusetts. Commonwealth of Massachusetts, Commonwealth of Virginia. Yeah, I knew Virginia. I didn't know Massachusetts, though. Cool beans. We learned something new today, kids.
There you go. There you go.
Hey! And there's Clark's Credit Chat Late Nights.
Hey.
Clark's Credit Chat Late Nights. You can call him Jim.
Hey, Jim. Jim's here.
Hey, Jim.
I like it.
All right, man. He just popped in there.
Hey, you know what, man?
Don't
we have to do the pledge? How many times has Jim been here?
Oh, we should do the pledge.
We've got to do the pledge. Go on.
We'll do the pledge. We'll do the pledge. You got to give him something to look forward to, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And
that's right.
We opened with a yodel, so you know you gotta really come with your best material here. All right. Zit. Well, a little late for that, huh? There's Dr. Cake. Wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake.
The
most loyal listener. I'm not going to say fan. I'll say listener.
No, that's a stretch.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a... Don't want to piss her off, man.
Spread rumors.
Yeah. And there's Edward White.
Edward White. Welcome, Edward White.
Yeah. Man, that name rings a bell. Like I knew an Edward White.
It's been ringing bells with me too. I don't know.
Huh.
Is it famous that fictitious character in a movie or something? Edward White.
I don't know. Huh. I don't know. Well, thanks for coming, man. Always welcome to the lounge. As long as we're polite to each other. Only rule, polite. Be rude, but be polite to each other. You can make any off-color joke you'd like. Feel free. All right.
Yeah,
that's Professor R.J. Gumby.
Hey!
The fastest gun in the West.
Indeed, sir.
Sinister Minister, Finance and Parking. Yeah. Actually, my wife accused me of as well.
Yes.
Couldn't do without you, sir. Wouldn't do without you, actually. Drop dead tomorrow, that's the end of the show, man. I don't know what. So I go to the doctor. So I go to the doctor, right?
Uh-huh.
And I don't know. I don't know when... I probably shouldn't bring this up on the show, but I got really, really bad news. Really, really bad news.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Apparently, I'm old.
Oh, Jesus. When did that happen?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Fuck if I know.
Uh-huh.
He used to be old. But he says, you got to get the shingles vaccine. He says, you got to get the shingles vaccine. and then you got to get it every 2 years for the next 10 years. And he goes, but then you'll be 70. He goes, then you'll be 70 and you won't need it anymore. We don't give it to you. And I'm like, and I'm just sitting there, and it's like, like a mind blower, man. Like, you know, like the camera, damn it, get this. The camera pans out, and I'm just sitting there, and the whole world is, you know, moving behind me, and I'm going like, 70 years old?
Yep.
Old.
It's like you never did the math. You know?
It didn't cross my mind.
I know.
Holy
man. I was saying, what?
The fuck is that shit?
What happened?
Man. I'm going to enjoy my 50s for the next few months, and that's pretty much over, man.
I'm enjoying it. I love the 60s.
70.
Boy, that ain't going to happen to me.
Oh my God. Okay. And finally, the aforementioned Cam, the road to Midian, or Midian.
Hello, Cam.
I never did get that. Is it it's Midian, right?
No. You're right the first
Midian.
Time.
But Midian.
Yeah.
Like Lydia. Midian.
There you go.
Fredonia. Dr. Cake's halfway to the 50s. You're 25. Nice. Man. You know what? 25 does not seem that long ago. I remember turning 30 like it was yesterday.
Well,
I'll never forget turning 40. I got a BJ. First thing in the morning.
Ah, there you go.
At the time.
That's a way to
like,
it.
I said, you know, I've lived 40 years. This is the best damn birthday present I ever, ever got.
Nice.
All right? Just
you got to work and get
for
one
you ladies
for 60
out there.
Now. Get one
if
for
you,
60.
Yeah, if, you got to line one up. Yeah, because, I mean, if you really want to give the gift, a gift that will be appreciated, that is the gift right there. That one right there.
Put it on your Facebook.
No problemo.
Thank you, lady.
All righty. Well, there you have it. The length and breadth of humanity all here in one chat room. Ladies and germs. The Possum Lounge.
With your super host, Commodore Decker.
As the Beaver.
That's what I mean.
Just for a day, wrap your troubles in dreams, dream all your troubles away, wait for the sun to shine through, there's nothing really more that you can do, wrap your troubles in dreams, dream them all your troubles away. Castle may tumble, that's fate after all. Life is really funny that way. Ain't no need to drama, mama and ball. Once you king, queen for a day, and I want you. Just remember that the sunshine always follows a rainy day. Left your troubles in dreams. Dream your troubles away. I get a little taste.
Do.
That was a beauty. That was a beauty. Thank you, Gumby.
Baby.
Times you know you gotta just put that one right there in the middle of the show.
Uh-huh.
All you need to
uplifted.
Say. Boom.
Yeah.
Uplifting. Uplifting.
Uh-huh. It levels
yeah.
me up that
so,
I ain't got nobody one. So you know, kind of you know, makes
yeah.
Brings
yeah.
it together.
Sure. Yeah. Any ideas what to blow up for the chicken show? Did we do that? Chicken? Oh, the chicken, you said the church's chicken commercial. We'll check into that.
Yeah, it's Popeye's.
Popeye's church. They still have church's chicken?
I have no idea.
Chicken. Is it like a racist commercial or something?
No.
Oh.
No, it's just that I heard from you know, a couple of black people on my friends list that they're like, you know, just singing about the chicken and all that. I don't know. Just a regular commercial thing. And I tried to find it. I don't know. It sounds like a regular video. Like a guy actually put a video about singing about Popeye's chicken. I don't know if that's what he's talking about or what. I don't know what they're talking about. Here's another one.
Sounds intriguing.
Holy water removed temporarily to reduce the risk of spreading viral illness. I love this.
Hmm.
Have you seen some of this?
Well, wow,
they have the, there's the healing. They have a place called the Healing Pond or something like that that people could go to worship, and they go into this pond. And it's a healing pond. It's closed so it won't spread this virus.
Yep. Well, you know, every 100 years or so, we need to thin the herd, I guess.
There you go.
Bring back massive disease.
So take it easy with the holy water. You're spreading the illness.
Yeah. No, all you have to do is paint your door frame with the...
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A sauce. Yeah.
That's it.
The virus will pass over your house.
Nice find. Nice find.
Or drink bleach.
Nice
find. Drink bleach will definitely do it. That's guaranteed. You're not going to get the virus.
Uh-uh. And you're not going to spread
it. You're
going to
be dead.
That's it.
No, you're not spreading it. You're going to be laying down for a while. In the politics shit, terrible fucking Super Tuesday for me.
Okay.
I was expecting a little different.
A miracle is what you were expecting.
Everybody came out and voted for Joe Biden.
Yeah.
And
well, you know, Bernie.
That was the day after he recited the Declaration of Independence so eloquently. I got a tear to my eye. I just had the sound bite. I was watching I don't know, you ever seen Jimmy Dore?
Jimmy
he has this
Dore,
video
wow.
where he just... He's like a comedian, lefty pundit guy, you know. He's kind of funny.
Yeah.
And he just kept playing that clip over and over again. And every time he'd like look at it, and then in the middle he'd just start going, "Yeah!" laughing. And after a while, it does get funny. He just kept playing it over and over again. So anyway, they said the Bloomberg guy, he spent $500 million.
Yeah.
Half a billion.
Yep.
I got a flyer from him the day after he quit, right?
Yeah.
Wait and get her done. And they were, oh, I have that. I guess we could have saved this
done.
For the news, but...
Get her done.
There's just some things that they could have done with the $500 million that he wasted. He could have paid off most of the medical debt in this country.
Yeah. Yeah. Unfucking believable.
Most of the medical debt in this country. Could have cleaned up Flint 10 times. 10 Flints he could do. fuck you guys. Another generation drinking fucking water with
swill.
God. Lead. Okay. Lead's good for the brain, by the way. Right. Could have paid off
too much money, man.
Yeah. Could have paid off most of the student debt. Not all of it, but a lot of it. He could have given every homeless person a home. Could have bought a home for every homeless person.
Yeah.
Could have bought a home for every fucking homeless person. Jesus fucking Christ, man.
Yeah. It's horrible. It's fucking horrible. The people have got money, man.
What the fuck? Man, if I had that kind of money, how cool would that be? Man.
Yeah.
You'd be like the most beloved motherfucker on the planet. Well, what'd you do? Oh, I bought a Haas for everybody. Everybody gets a Haas.
All right. How much money does this clown have now?
Oh, fuck. I don't know. He's like the eighth richest guy, I guess.
Whoa.
But I mean, that's just the vig off of it, the tax cut, man. He's not even getting into that. He's not even getting into the VIG from the tax cut. That's just the interest from the tax cut that he's paying. Oh, yeah. These fucks are rich, man. I gotta do my fucking taxes. Yeah, how did he... Jim has a good point. How did he earn $60 billion?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess, you know, this and that, an innovator, cheating people, I'm sure, being a dick. As usual.
Uh-huh. That sucks.
Anyway, fuck him.
I just came across some bad news.
What's
that?
A
little fucking around on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
The publishing company that was going to publish Woody Allen's book has just dropped it.
Yeah, I had that on my headlines. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
I didn't know that until just now. I got it. I had a special order on Amazon. It already cost me $15. I was waiting for it. I was going to get it the 7th.
You're kidding.
Motherfucker.
Wow. Well, they'll refund your money, but still, that's wild.
Well, they never took it out. You know, they'll take it out when they send it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah,
but that
wild.
Sucked. I was excited about this.
Yeah.
Fucking
that's
unbelievable.
That's a shame.
Well, something's got to happen. We're still waiting for his fucking movie.
No. This is it for him, man.
Uh-huh.
Somebody wrote a comment on Facebook about it. Like, okay, so like future film students will not study his movies.
Oh, Jesus.
Because if you taught them in the class, controversial.
Uh-huh.
So it'll be like ignoring film genius forever. I mean, that's what's going to happen to Woody Allen.
And this is why I'm glad I'm 60. I'm getting the fuck out of here. I cannot live in this
ready
world
to get,
anymore.
Ready to get the fuck out of here. Well,
I'm gone.
Shit.
Somebody's out.
Well, your chances of croaking are going up because, like, mm-hmm. both Biden and Uncle Bobo, they don't really care too much about the Social Security and the Medicaid and all that shit. They're like,
what do they care?
My donors, not so cool. Bernie, now, if you want to protect that shit, I got a clue. Vote for the Bernie. Nobody listens to me. You know what? I've discovered this about Bernie Sanders. Women don't care for him. And
no?
I think it's just his manner and his, you know, he's not, what am I going to say? Well, you know the guy, he's what he is. Yeah,
uh-huh.
He's not a sexy candidate, no. And women just, I think they're turned off with the, he's always yelling and, you know, the yelling and the... better than idiot. Good Lord. All right.
Well, let's
do the 3 minutes, man. Because it sucks anyway.
Yeah. All right. Get that over with.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It really sucks tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, should we even bother? Where the fuck is it, man? I went way past it. All right. Here we go. Spin the wheel.
Take a spin.
Spin the wheel, bitch.
You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
Yeah, that's right. It's time for 3 minutes. You'll never get back. If the thing ever starts up. I think during the 3 minutes, I'm going to refresh my browser. Throw caution to the wind, see if I can maybe improve things.
Go for it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, you remember back in the 60s and the 70s, as late 60s, real late 60s, real, like 69, I think, there was a rumor going around. This is before the internet. Okay. Paul McCartney is dead. That was the rumor.
Uh-oh.
1966. He died. Well, never mind. You're going to hear it all. This is the definitive Paul is Dead song of all time.
I'm excited.
We've had other Paul is Dead songs, right? Remember those? Some good ones.
Oh, yeah.
But not like this. This one spells it out. All the clues. Every clue you'd want to know about Paul McCartney being dead is in this 3 minutes. 3 minutes you'll never get back.
As Paul McCartney left this world, as he'd taken his last breath, as John and George and Ringo told us of his death, never made the paper, you didn't read it in the news, but it's right there for you to find in several hidden clues, from Sergeant Pepper to Abbey Road. They led us on a chase, and if you know just where to look, it all falls into place. An argument, an accident, an unseen traffic light, a left-hand guitar on a breast of grain.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
News of the present, the man to whom the news wouldn't be the news without the news, here's Dickie. May the good fairy sprinkle stardust on your bippy.
Not bad.
Yeah.
I've
was
done
that interesting?
Was that fucking stupid? Holy crap. Yeah. Everybody kind of agrees that was truly a 3 minutes you'll never get back.
Now I'm convinced.
As advertised.
Now I believe the rumor. That song did it.
Yeah, it was Mr. Mustard in the hallway. With the rope.
With Max.
That's the part they never tell you. Yeah, with Max. That's what it was. Maxwell's silver hammer in the library. It was Polythene Pam with Maxwell's silver hammer. The library. Okay. This is the coolest fucking thing ever. Ever. Okay?
Yeah.
Let me know if I'm wrong on this. A completely solar-powered vehicle? Huh? Come on, man.
Okay.
Have some love for this motherfucker. It's a camper, an RV, and it's got solar panels all over the roof and all over the sides, right?
Uh-huh.
And it's good for like 100 miles before you have to let it recharge the battery. Right?
Okay.
And it's got all kind of, you know, modern annuities and whatnot. And that is the coolest thing ever, except for one thing. You know what the problem with the solar shit is?
What's that?
The fucking batteries, man.
I think it's the
battery.
We're draining the sun. We're draining the sun.
Well, there is that. There is that. And then the stuff that the cells are made out of. When the rain hits the solar panel, it runs off into the groundwater. It's no good. It's poison. It's bad news. So,
okay.
And there's no easy answer in this shit, man.
No. But they'll figure it out.
But I like our chances with the solar shit better than the fossil fuels. I'll tell you what. Better than propane and propane accessories. Anyway, what's the company's name? Death Lefts.
Wow.
Key? That just kind of trips right off the tongue, doesn't it? Anyhow, I wish we could put links in there. You guys could all be looking at the Iveco Daily Electric chassis of this vehicle. Anyway, it's a very cool thing. I like advancements in science and that.
Yeah.
Gives me hope.
Gives
me hope.
Out.
And you could buy, I don't know how many you could buy of those for 500 million.
$500 million.
Oh, Reverend Wendy posted the link to the one store I was going to, I had here on here. The host of, what is it, Last Word, or Last Call, or whatever the fuck, on the MSNBC, you know? He has this gal on there, and she goes, that Mike Bloomberg spent $500 million. She could have, because there's only 350 million people in this country. He could have given everybody in this country $1 million.
Yeah, yeah.
And the guy's going, wow, that's mind-blowing. That's fucking wild, man.
I still can't believe that it cost that much. I don't remember.
But if the math on that is all bad, he could give everybody $1.50 or so, you know.
Yeah.
Not $1 million. 350 million people, $500 million doesn't give you $1 million per person. Bad math. Anyway, the host, who's the ex-host of the news, the guy that said he won Vietnam or something.
Yeah.
That chucklehead, he's the one that fell for that. So. He's a bonehead.
And it's a solar-powered car, man. What's that take? Like 300,000 D batteries? Does it run like that?
You see that bad boy? You looking at it?
Nah. No, I'm gonna get
to it now.
Though.
It's got one of those sodium nickel chloride battery. So that's bad news. Bad news. Bad news. All right, here we go. The Attorney General of New York is warning televangelist Jim Baker to stop selling fake coronavirus cures. He's been pushing his silver solution elixir. It's good for everything, damn it. It cures the dropsy. Cleared up my piles. Everything. Uh-huh. It's a beautiful...
Everything but gullibility. It just doesn't seem to cure gullibility.
This guy's been to prison for...
$250?
He's been to... Oh, yeah, I saw the prices. $125 for the
$125 bucks. There you go.
But, I mean, the guy's been to prison for ripping people
but,
off, you know, and he's back on the air. God's on his side, and he's ripping people off again.
That's insane.
Get out of here.
I put up a picture of him getting pulled away by cops on the Church of your beer battered shrimp. Maybe I should put it back.
He cried. Yeah. Jessica Hahn. Jessica Annerhahn.
Jessica Hahn.
All right. Saw her in Playboy. Oh, yeah. Get that right, Jim.
Now she's looking now.
Okay.
That is a sharp looking car.
All right. Now, we did say, I think she might have passed away, to be honest.
I don't think she's still living, aren't she? I know Sam's dead.
I don't know. Sammy. Saw him twice. Proud of that. Yeah, meth cures the coronavirus, Francie said. All right, so we established the greatest present of all time is of course, a birthday blowjob. This is a close fucking second, and I wish my kids listened to the show, because hint, hint, hint. You know, 60th birthday coming up. You can buy a lordship. There's a flaw in the law over there in Scotland where you can, you know, you buy, I don't know how much it costs, but for a nominal service charge, you're a lord. You've got a title. You're titled. Get the fuck out of here.
Nice.
Lord Commodore Decker.
And Jessie is still with us. She's 58.
Oh, okay. And boobs are probably down the ground now.
Oh, yeah, you got that right.
I didn't say that.
But, yeah, lordship.
Where's Yeah. Just turning my Commodore rank for Lord Decker.
Lord Commodore.
Lord
Decker.
Lord. Wouldn't that be cool to, like, get mail addressed? Lord.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm a lord. I'm going to lord it over you, too. Oh. That'd make up for missing out on that Kentucky colonelship, man, that I had right in the palm of my hand.
Good.
I saw Monica Lewinsky on the tube just recently. She's looking good, man. She's hot.
Yeah, well, Yeah, I see that.
That cocksucker Clinton never apologized for that shit, man. He should go on fucking TV, look right in the camera, go, Monica, yeah, I'm fucking sorry, man. You know?
Yep.
He's positioned your power to take advantage of you and practically ruined your life. I am so fucking sorry. But he's never fucking apologized to her. And you could tell I've had a couple of beers because the word fuck is coming up a lot.
Oh, it should.
All right. Like, man, I don't know. I kind of like Bill Clinton back in the 90s.
I can't.
As the years go on, he's a piece of shit. It's been what, 20 years? By now, I think he's a piece of shit. Natty's tonight, piece Beth Ann saying. You got that right. Jane. All right. Oh, here's this. Okay, no, wait. Fuck That Car is not the coolest thing in the world. That's the second coolest thing in the world, other than the birthday blowjob. The coolest fucking thing in the world is this thing. It's a contraption, I guess you'd call it. And it sucks water out of the air, fresh water out of the air.
Oh, nice.
So,
well, wait a minute. Wasn't it illegal to save rainwater before, and now we can suck it out of the air?
Yeah, that's some state somewhere had that.
Yeah.
But, it's weird. Science and shit, so, you know, I just go, words. But it looks pretty cool, man. Like, they can, they got a biomass gasifier generator, you know, and I guess it's like they run it on wood chips and waste plant matter and stuff. Really weird.
Interesting.
Man.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. Yeah. Cool. Yeah, Trump. Trump's the good one. He's the one with his finger right on it. But anyway, this is pretty cool because, like, you know, drinking water is a can be a problem. All right. That's a good one, Beth Ann. All right. I can't repeat it because the little baby angel would get its wings ripped out by the roots and it would be very, very painful. All right. This is funny. Remember Mr. Rogers, of course. The beloved Mr. Rogers. Right?
Yep. We love him.
He has a sense of humor. His wife and he were out in public, he would, he'd look over at her, raise one butt cheek and,
pass
some gas.
She said it was doing long, boring speeches. He would let one rip
to
make her laugh.
He was trying to crack her up. She said, quote, he would just raise one cheek, and he would look at me and smile. And then she laughed at the thought of her esteemed husband ripping one just to make her
laugh.
There you
go. There goes
How cool is that, man?
I like that. Our friend's
looking
all right.
Mr. Roger. That brings him down to earth. Down to earth.
He probably blames it on his puppets.
Hey, that was King Friday. It wasn't mine. That's one of King Friday's, I can tell. Let's get that Oda, you know. All right. Well, I guess we could. That's close to a poop story. At least now we know Mr. Rogers farts, right?
He's human.
All right.
Way to go.
I guess that's it. Methane in the neighborhood.
Don't stop me. No, no.
Now, back to our show.
Day.
Do we have a Facebook Live or a YouTube channel? No.
No.
Those are Gumby and I all both possess faces made for radio.
You got that right.
Right here.
You got that right. We won it one back when Wendy was here. We would have had
the camera on her.
Uh-huh. Those were the days. Lovely Reverend
Wendy. All right. She'd come back once in a while. The last time she popped in, the motherfucking... whatever that bag bomb's name is called in. We didn't get to really talk to her.
Yeah, exactly.
Son of
a bitch. I hate that prick.
Fuck. Now I really hate him. I didn't hate him before.
Uh-huh.
I hate him now. He's a goon.
We
got to
get Reverend Wendy calling on her birthday. Isn't that March?
Yeah.
Did we miss that? Did that go by already?
We missed it. That was she's saying we could do.
Yeah, that's right. Already. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Remember we had the cool birthday party show.
Yeah. Bummer.
Okay. One last note. And this fucking
one last note.
This has been bugging the fuck out of me for weeks now. Okay. The great Kirk Douglas.
Yes.
If you're not a fan of Kirk Douglas, get away from me, you know? He was just great. Great fucking movie star. I wouldn't say great actor, but great movie star.
Yeah.
He was a fucking star.
No
boy,
argument.
He was the guy, man. He's a manly, manly, manly man.
Yeah. And he was good guy, too.
And the day he dies, right? And I got a lot of show busy guys on my Facebook over there, you know?
Yep.
Some guy says, he raped Natalie Wood.
Jesus.
Not, whoa, what? He said, how's that?
What's wrong with these fucking people?
And all I could think of for the last couple weeks is, I wonder if Kirk Douglas raped Natalie Wood.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he was so fucking macho, he might have not been able to control raping people. That's not a good excuse, is it? Damn it.
Maybe that's why RJ threw over the boat. When are they going to arrest that asshole?
I'm going to rape you now, Natalie. Leave back and enjoy it.
Kirk Douglas, rape him.
A terrible Kirk Douglas. Frank Gorshin, that's who you want to go to for your Kirk Douglas impressions.
Oh, yeah.
Gorshin, remember his Kirk Douglas impression?
Oh, yeah.
I used to love that Copycats show, man.
Remember
that?
Great,
Copycat?
Yeah, huh?
Marilyn Michaels is my Facebook friend. Marilyn Michaels is my Facebook friend. She's cool as fuck, man.
Yeah.
She's a liptard like me, man. Yeah. Uh-huh. She likes things. She's feeling a burn.
Back then, the impersonators was like a bit of a novelty. That's why Rich Little was so big. Now, all the comics do a great job doing impersonations, you know?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. They all have their own Uncle Bobo impression and whatnot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Seth Meyers, his Bernie Sanders impression is exquisite. There's an accent that he has.
I can't picture that.
He nails Bernie. So, anyways, it won't be too useful because it's going to be Uncle Bobo is going to win next time. You want double or nothing on our last bet? Because
there you got my dollar.
Democrats are going to put that numbnuts Biden up there, and it's the game. Game over.
Yep. I'm out.
Hate to break it to you all.
I'm riding it out. That's all I'm doing. I'm riding it to hell, Commodore. I'm riding it to hell.
How do we get a centrist to run against him?
That'll work. Worked last time, didn't it?
Fucking numbnut. They're just protecting their fucking phony baloney bank account.
Fuck it.
They're just protecting their own bloated bank accounts, which they know Bernie's going to pilfer because he wants to feed the fucking poor and heal the sick. Like, Jesus!
I tell you.
Jesus did that too! Jesus was a Jew! Bernie's a Jew! Heal the sick! Feed the poor! Turn the lights out before you leave.
I tell
it's
you,
time to polka!
Everyone watches that George Carlin video and laughs and say it's so true, but then they don't believe it.
The
country's run by corporations. That's it. With no democracy at all. Forget it. Write it out.
You know what? I'm gonna fire up some Carlin this weekend, man. I need a shot.
He's right. He was completely right.
All right.
It's all
Let's go.
Mirrors,
Buck baby.
Live from SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yash Mengi.
And I'm Stan Schmengi.
And we are the Happy Wanderers.
That's all I hear all day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Each time the Beatles play.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My honey feels so gay. I want to hold your hand. She sings while polka dancers swing. She does that Beatle thing. I want to hold your hand. She screams, looks like I've lost my honey to the Beatles. Hey, hey! Beatles song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I hear it all day long.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can't stand a Beatles song. I want to hold your hand. She sings while polka dances swing. She does that Beatles thing. I want to hold your hand. She screams, looks like I've lost my honey to those Beatles. Hey, hey! My girl's in such a state.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She thinks that they're so great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wants Ringo for her mate. I want to hold your hand. She sings while polka dances swing. She does that Beatle thing. I want to hold your hand. She screams, looks like I've lost my honey to those Beatles.
Thank you, Possums.
Yeah. Yeah. What he
Sorry
said.
To bring a lot of glue. I'm bummed now, man. I wanted my Woody Allen book.
Yeah. That sucks. Donkey dicks. That's a good kind of dick sucking, like on your 40th birthday.
Two states did an investigation and cleared his ass.
I know. So unfair. It really is. I'm not that serious. But then on the other hand, there was that insinuation that he was hooked up with Epstein.
Yeah, so how much, though? He probably just knew the guy.
Yeah. I hope not.
I mean, there's a picture of
really
Michael Jackson.
Right.
I mean, what
right.
Hell yes.
Right. I know.
I had that picture for the longest time, but never posted it. I didn't need that feedback.
But, yeah, you know goddamn well. Well, I think that guy's right. It just, future generations are going to miss out on a genius.
Yeah. Yeah. And we'll find out
because
the truth when he dies and his two adopted daughters that he has right now. Because they'll speak out, you know, if there's any, you know, evil doings.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah,
no. That was that crazy... Mia Farrow, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Fatal Attraction, man.
It was proven that she did all this, that she coerced them.
I know.
Everyone
I
should
know.
Read that article by Moses.
Yep. That was very convincing.
Or something, yeah.
Because, I mean, he was there.
Uh-huh.
And and so many people that go into psychology go into it in order to find the answers to their own problems.
Uh-huh. And there
you know. So he went in there to solve his own, you know, because he was traumatized by that crazy bitch.
Yeah, she's a fucking nut.
They had one, a disabled kid that they locked in a closet for punishment.
Yeah, exactly.
I think two of her adopted kids have committed suicide.
Uh-huh.
Canadian.
Whatever.
Switch to Canadian. Yeah, she's the problem, not Woody.
Uh-huh.
Poor Woody.
Exactly. And poor Woody. Poor fucking Gumby. I was looking forward to this
poor
fucking
Gumby.
Book. I haven't seen a Woody Allen movie in 3 years. A new Woody Allen movie.
Oh,
now, a book.
It's been 3 years? 3 years?
Yeah. Yeah.
God, he did one every year, man.
Yep.
That so sucks.
And he just finished his new one. Who knows whether the United States is going to play that or not. I want out.
Canadian.
My last decade, baby.
Hell in a hand bucket. Or whatever.
I got to do some Kratom. Calm the fuck down.
All right. Like, thank everybody for coming. We'll be back here next Friday.
Yeah.
Monday, taking off because of work.
Oh,
how fun is that?
Cincinnati, baby. Cincinnati.
We'll see you in 7. Say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Energize!
The Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she doesn't have a lot to say. The Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she changes from day to day. I want to tell her that I love her a lot, but I gotta get a belly full of wine. The Majesty's a pretty nice girl, someday I'm gonna make her mine. Oh yeah, someday I'm gonna make her mine. Oh, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. The Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she doesn't have a lot to say. The Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she changes from day to day. I wanna tell her that I love her a lot, but I gotta get a belly full of wine. The Majesty's a pretty nice girl, someday I'm gonna make her mine. Oh yeah, someday I'm gonna make her mine. Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she doesn't have a lot to say. Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she changes from day to day. I wanna tell her that I love her a lot, but I gotta get a belly full of wine. Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, someday I'm gonna make her mine. Oh yeah, someday I'm gonna make her mine.
There it is.
Well, that was superb.
And... And scene. All right, man. Have a good one, my friend.
You too. Have fun in Sissy.
Yeah. Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!